Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah.
It's great sitting here doing the show with Brett Michaels. Thanks for coming into the show, Brett.
I just went to the hospital for some illness.
You did, didn't you?
I did.
And the reason I'm saying this, because you can't see this, she's sitting here with a bandana
on. It was your bandana.
It is my bandana, but you have it on. So I'm going to call you Brett Michaels today instead. But you're right, Brett Michaels did have to go to the hospital.
Did you ever read why?
Yes.
I never clicked on the link.
I just clicked on it right now because it was the first thing on MSN. Brett Michaels has ended a concert in New Hampshire after suffering a medical emergency. The guitarist says on Michaels' Facebook page, the former Poison frontman was three songs into his set on Thursday when he was rushed off the stage. A crew member says Michaels' blood sugar was extremely low. The singer was diagnosed with diabetes as a child. Michaels returned to the stage telling fans he couldn't continue performing. When the guitarist went to the bus to check on Michaels, quote, he could barely speak. He begged me to apologize to the fans. On Twitter and Facebook, Michaels has thanked paramedics who helped him.
There we go. He's had some health issues up and down.
Yeah, I think it's all connected with his diabetes thing.
I'm taking this bandana off.
Why?
I'm afraid it's going to flatten my hair.
Oh, my God.
Such a girl.
Well, here
we're
we
back.
Are.
Okay. So we take pictures of ourselves.
A lot.
Called face pics.
Selfies.
They're called ussies.
Ussies?
Ussies are the new selfies. Just Reddit.
So it's ussies is the, if there's
more than
people.
One person.
Okay.
Yes.
You take a lot of ussies then.
I'm sorry. I've tried
actually,
to stop.
You take, people actually post under your pics.
No, people.
Face pic.
People do not. Jeremy, your friend, does.
Another face pic.
Yeah. He's just jealous.
But everybody were commenting on your very white teeth last night in your ussie.
I don't know why they're so white. I haven't whitened them in a while.
Man. They're,
bam.
They're like Osmond Brothers white.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means they're really white.
Osmond Brothers. I don't remember their teeth
Donnie
being that.
Osmond?
Oh,
all
Donnie.
All those guys?
Yeah.
They all the Osmonds have like this super white teeth. It's like they smile and you're in a giant
ding!
Snowstorm. Ding! Yeah, right. Ding!
Well, thank you. I'm going to take that as a compliment, and I'll stop taking ussies.
Oh, good. No, you don't have to stop taking ussies, but I'm glad you took that as a compliment and not as a, what are you saying? Like last night, everything to you was just, oh, my God.
Holy cow. Okay, first.
Everything I said was
let's
wrong.
Let's focus on the fun part of last night.
Okay.
We went to the Grolics.
Right.
At the Bug Theater here in Denver, and the Grolics is three male comedians.
Denver,
you're going to have to
Denver Comics.
Share their
Ben
names.
Ben Roy,
uh-huh.
Adam Caton Holland, and Andrew Overthaw.
And they got up, they did a little skit, and then it was like one comic at a time doing some comedy.
Stand-up.
Yeah.
Kind of. And spoken word, which is not really, it's stand-up, but it's different.
So okay.
That's what I was asking
to
you last night.
Average had, person, they wouldn't, they would notice, but they wouldn't really
notice. Like Henry Rollins is very, people know Henry. I know you didn't when I mentioned his name, but Henry Rollins is very much spoken word, kind of powerful. There's some jokes in there. It's an amusing tale, but then it's deep and dark.
It's a roller coaster.
Right.
It is a roller coaster of emotion, and Ben Roy is really good at that.
He did very well.
Very well. And I discovered Matt Kirshen.
You fell in love.
No, I didn't fall in love.
You fell in love. You were like, oh my God, where is he? Where that guy funny? What was his name? I can't.
He's
I tried
like,
to Google him. I can't find him.
He's like 5'5". That's me guessing. And he looks like a mini Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. And he's English. I would just like to like be his friend.
He sort of looks like if you...
Mr. Bean with Sheldon.
If
they had a baby.
Remember the movie The Fly, where a fly got in with the human when they were trying to teleport humans? And it turned half human, half fly. Well, that's sort of what if Sheldon and Mr. Bean got in the fly pod, this kind of
the fly pod,
the little Matt would come out.
And he was just hilarious.
He had some very funny stuff.
He did. I liked him. I had fun last night. There were some comics that maybe weren't as funny as Matt Kirshen.
What do you say? Are you giving a review?
I'm not. No, I had a lot of fun. I would go back. But it's, you know, I'm used to when you go to a Comedy Works show.
Just bam, 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 bam,
typically,
bam, bam, bam.
There's every once in a while you're like, yeah, that one wasn't as great. But, yeah. There's a difference in ticket price.
Big difference in ticket price. What I noticed, because last night wanted to go see the show because, you know, it's the newer guys that are coming up. And the thing that I noticed last night, a lot of the guys, their stand-up is basically like if they were standing there reading tweets.
No, that was one. Wasn't that just one of the guys was like that?
One of them was definitely like that, but most of them had that kind of jokey joke.
But is that how you started? Like, isn't that something you developed?
No, I did bits. Oh, okay. That's what always were. Always was bits. That's, I think, the evolving comedy scene is that people write these like Twitter jokes, mm-hmm. and so that's what they're used to hearing and seeing. But like when I first started, it was, hey, what if the Beach Boys were a punk band? Their songs might go like this. And then you had, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
You created, you know, what if your dog got high? What would dogs say if they were high? You know, it's those kind of bits, not just these 140 character jokes.
Is that bad to
you?
No. Okay.
I think it's just different. And I think you can lose a crowd, as you saw, they go up and down because one's good, that one's not. That one's good, that one's not. Instead of just, like, make sure they're all good.
And you don't get as comfortable, like with you and your flowiness, you kind of get comfortable and you're laughing with the one line things.
Jokes.
You're like, oh, ha, ha, ha. Oh, not so funny. Oh, ha, ha. You know, it's like.
You can't really get yourself, the audience, on a roll.
Right.
Get the wave going.
Yeah.
But then again, the people go, oh, I really love that one joke that you did. You know, that's. That one joke was really good.
20. Yeah. It was a fun night.
And I would definitely do it again.
Afterwards, it was like 1 o'clock. It started at 10:30. And I remember telling my coworkers, we're going to a comedy thing tonight. Oh, don't you have to leave? No, it doesn't start till 10:30. I don't have to leave.
They're Which is like, way past your bedtime.
They were like,
way
whoa.
Past. I don't know how you were able to hold your eyes open.
I was excited, and it was fun. But then as soon as it ended, we're standing there, and you're talking to Matt Kirshen, and I was kind of excited about that. But then I'm like, whew, I need to go to bed. And I looked at the time, and I'm like, I've been up for 20 hours? 21 hours?
How is that possible? No wonder you turned into a cranky witch.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we get in the car and I'm like, ooh, I'm really tired.
Unplug the phone charger. The blue light annoys me.
I unplugged the phone charger because the blue light did annoy me. And you're like, you unplugged my phone. I did not unplug your phone. I unplugged my phone. Anyway, and then you don't like to wear your seatbelt. There, I said it. And the car likes to ding, so I'm like, put on your seatbelt.
Put on your seatbelt.
I said, why don't you put on your seatbelt?
Yeah, but it was in that cranky tone. You know, you said it this morning. You woke up and you
I
were cranky.
Cranky. I was cranky. I get tired.
Everything had this tone. Everything. I don't want to watch Roku. It's stupid.
I know. I was tired. Just leave me alone when I'm like that. Just let me go to bed.
I tried to, but then you followed me around being cranky.
I did not. I immediately came to bed.
And then got cranky because I was already in bed. And you were like,
oh, you oh, whatever.
Where's my quesadilla? So, look, she's going to get quiet and annoyed now. Look.
I am sorry that I was tired. I will work on not being tired and I will go to bed early. And then you'll make fun of me for that, which will then make me cranky.
You passed out. You didn't just go
to sleep.
I was
so tired.
You passed out. You had part of a quesadilla in your mouth. I had to fish it out with one finger. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I did not.
I was
not.
Afraid you would choke on your tongue and your quesadilla. That's why I was like, I've never seen somebody like this. The light, you're like a child that when they get, you know how they just run and run and run until they just fall over?
That's me. I could have told you I'm like that.
That was you. I've never had to stick my finger down in somebody's mouth and pull out
you're
a big
joking.
Piece of
tell
chewed
people,
quesadilla.
Tell people you're joking. Please.
I'm joking.
Dear gosh, they're sitting there picturing. Oh,
they're picturing something.
Yeah, they're picturing you fishing a quesadilla out of my mouth, and that's embarrassing. Very.
I was picturing it too. How funny it would be to actually to see you laying there, little half food hanging out of your mouth, part of a quesadilla in your hand, your five layer burrito on your chest, waiting to be unwrapped, and you didn't even eat all your food last night.
It became breakfast. I told you, I'll eat that for breakfast, and I did. And I think you judged me a little bit.
No, I judged you on the second one you had.
I had two.
Yeah, I know. You had two.
How many did you have last night?
Well, no, I didn't have them for breakfast. That's what I was teasing.
I am an adult and I can do that.
For if breakfast, I'm going to have two five-layer... What are they called?
Five-layer beefy five-layer burritos.
Because I always get it wrong. Because I always say a five-layer burrito and you go, no!
Yes.
You say it just like that.
I do. Yes.
And the lady on the speaker goes, are y'all okay out there?
Taco Bell seems to be staying open later with this whole breakfast ordeal. I wonder how that's doing for them.
I don't know. It doesn't look that good to me. I don't know if I even want to try it.
I don't know. I've gotten really comfortable outside of today with my breakfast being a shake, or what do we call them?
The Nutribullet
shake?
Smoothie.
Yeah. Being that healthy. Like, I'm not feeling my top notch today because I did start my day with a beefy. But I'm still a little tired. I didn't drink much last night.
I didn't get all the quesadilla out and you didn't breathe well last night.
I had two beverages and I am just feeling a little meh. And we have a luau to go to tonight.
An actual luau?
Yeah.
Have you been to one before?
No.
I don't know if this is a real luau or just somebody calling it a luau.
And we're invited by someone else that was invited by someone else that was invited. So we're
crashing.
Does
that mean we're invited?
We're crashing the party, really. So you better...
But I get to put on my Hawaiian
you
shirt.
You better mud flap it up.
I get to Hawaiian shirt and a lei.
Yay.
Are you going to wear a lei to the party?
I don't know. Do we have some?
Yeah, of course we do. You know this place. There's Hawaiian shirts and leis everywhere.
Everywhere. I don't even know what happens when I'm at work. I bet you have luau's all the time, don't you?
Wow, wow, wow. I do play that music that you hate.
Wow, wow, wow. You love painting me as a raging witch. Am I a raging witch?
Am I lying when I say these things?
I don't know.
Huh?
I don't know.
I know you don't like the Hawaiian music that I play all the time.
No, I don't.
See?
I also don't like the electric music that my coworker plays. Like, you guys, this I don't feel that music. I like country music.
No, you don't.
I do.
You like today's music.
I like today's country music, and I like yesterday's country music, and I like country music from back when you were...
Oh, tell the story about country music last night. Me pulling you into the bathroom of the theater.
Oh, heavens. That was actually, this morning when I woke up the first time, I'm like, we need to record a Wrinkled Sheets and talk about this. And it was because of this situation. So, we've been together almost 4 years, and two of the most embarrassing moments that I have seen for you have included the Oak Ridge Boys.
That is true. Very true.
And if you've been listening to us at all, you heard the first one was when you lost your keys at Coors Field when we were at a baseball game with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Uh-huh.
And the Oak Ridge Boys were helping you find your keys.
Right. Nothing like having...
Right. Then last night...
Stars walk around helping you look under seats for your keys.
For your keys. And then last night, you went to the bathroom for the fourth time. I think you need to get that checked out. And you're like, come here.
It wasn't the fourth time.
I'm being exaggerated.
Okay. Why do you paint me like that?
So you had me come in the bathroom with you, which I thought looked kind of weird.
Come here, I want you to hear this.
You're like, listen. And I'm like, oh, I do faintly hear Elvira. That's awesome.
Yeah, like everywhere you
That's
go.
Everywhere we go. There's Oak Ridge Boys. Did you just say the Beach Boys?
Oak Ridge Boys, yes.
Wow.
Beach.
Wow.
Sorry.
And so then we go backstage. And the whole time we're hearing Elvira and... You and I are both thinking it's on the PA, like the sound system, right?
Coming through the house somewhere.
So Ben Roy's like, there's music coming from you, man.
We're about to take a picture. We're about to take a picture with Ben Roy and Andy Kindler, the comic Andy Kindler dropped in, who was on King of Queens and Letterman and all this stuff. So we're all about to take a picture, and they go,
yeah,
there's music coming from you. I go, no,
so
there's not. That's...
You pull your phone out, and it was.
As soon as I pulled it out,
the Oak Ridge Boys.
Elvira. It's like, oh, it was coming out of my pocket.
And you rarely cuss. But you cussed. You used the F word. You're like, oh, what?
I felt like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, the music, it's playing out there. No, it's coming out of you.
Yeah. Ben's like, why would we be playing the Oak Ridge Boys? Oh, yeah, you're right.
But the spooky thing was, let's call it, because remember riding to the theater, my phone was playing that radio station, and I couldn't turn it off, so I turned the app off to stop the radio. So now, it just started on its own playing the Oak Ridge Boys' Elvira.
Her. It's her.
Huh? Huh?
Just like it's the movie Her.
My phone has a life. I will not be ignored.
Yes.
That was really kind of weird.
It was. And again, embarrassing moment with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Subject change.
Huh?
I figured you're about to go somewhere else. Subject change.
Changing the subject? Yeah. So what do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. You were messing with your iPad there. I figured you pulled up something.
I am pulling up some... Maya Angelou passed away. The weirdest story.
You killed her.
I did not.
I wrote, you killed her, because you posted on your wall, outside your work,
you have a dry erase board. And every day I have a quote.
Every day is a cheerful, throw glitter at your life quote. And this quote said...
I don't remember what the quote was, but it was from Maya Angelou. And I'm like writing it. And then like 5 minutes later, I look down at my phone and there's a mass news alert that Maya Angelou just died. I was like,
you killed her.
Creepy. I did not kill her. I think she had already been dead because there's like the Maya Angelou 911 call.
Is it really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's some buzz around it.
Weird. I don't want to hear that.
Brad Pitt got attacked. We talked about that.
Yeah. He got punched on the red carpet by the guy that runs around trying to cause trouble. He's the same guy that tried to kiss Tom Cruise at another movie premiere. People, he's a Ukrainian TV reporter.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to do things to get, you know, publicity.
Hayden Panettiere is pregnant.
What? She's the size of a baby.
I know. I think she announced it on Instagram.
She'd be like a toy poodle having puppies.
Butterfly's like, don't even. Ew. And have you seen her husband? Like, or
he's a
fiance?
Giant.
He's like huge.
And that's what I'm
saying.
He
would tower over me.
That's what I'm saying.
And she's like 5 foot.
It's going to rip her apart. It's going to be like Alien. Just... But she's talking about how she thinks she was meant to be a mom and all this stuff. Have you heard that?
Mm-mm. No. I haven't heard much.
Because everybody's talking about how a baby is going to change her life and her career and how she's, you know, thinks she was meant to be a mom. I think that's what I read.
I think all women...
think they were meant to be a mom?
Yeah. My grandmother tried to tell me that. That's why you're put on this earth.
Well, it is
to reproduce.
It is why you're here. I mean, there's...
That's not the only reason God created me.
It's not?
No.
What other reason is there?
To be me.
And to have a new little you.
Are you saying that I need to have a baby?
No, I am not.
I'm swearing that's what you're saying.
I'm just saying, if that's what you want...
You guys heard it.
Huh?
I'm just saying,
if that's what you want, you're...
What?
Probably going to have to find it elsewhere.
Wow. Wow. You heard that too. So, what's going on in your life?
Trying to avoid babies. That's what I'm doing.
I noticed.
I'm just sitting here trying to avoid.
You know how you avoid babies, right?
How? Don't hold them? Don't have sex?
Yes.
Yeah. You're getting pretty good at that.
What? Oh, baloney. Baloney. Oh, my gosh. Don't. 4 years. I have refrained from ever. Oh, not a topic you want to tread on.
It's not?
Nope. Mm-mm. I have a friend. My coworker's friend is on The Bachelor. Or Bachelorette. I haven't been watching. We haven't been watching.
No, because it's stupid. You know it is. They never find love. Even like the last one we watched.
Tristan and
Mayan. Juan 10 years ago. They're like the one couple that's.
No, there's
Juan Pablo even like, you know, I was supposed to find love. I posted at the end of the show, and I was supposed to find it, and I wasn't sure, so why should I propose? Okay, thanks for making me watch this entire show.
It was a fun show.
It was. It was more of a travel show.
Mm-hmm.
I only liked watching it because you're like, ooh, look at that cool hotel in Vietnam. Ooh,
right.
Look at that river thing. And
but I have a friend that has a friend on that show. I don't know if he's still on it because I don't watch it. I couldn't tell you his name. But I find that interesting. So we're kind of connected to someone on The Bachelorette. Indirectly.
Huh. I think what I am looking forward to is Big Brother.
Yes. June 25th.
I didn't think I was going to be a Big Brother fan. I didn't like it. I've never watched
it.
I know.
And
boom.
Bam.
Though some casts are better than others, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Some really make you want to watch. Did last year's suck you in, right?
Yeah.
It did?
Every year it does, really. Yeah. I don't think it sucked you in last year.
I liked it, but no, I don't think it sucked me in. I liked it the time when they brought everybody back. What year was that? Remember they had all the guests yes. back, and you yes. were like, oh, they were a couple, and they won.
That was your first year watching.
That was my first year, so I felt like...
And they were, you know...
They were good at the games.
And they were already, I guess...
They knew how to play the game.
And they knew how to be likable, like, play the TV cameras. Mm-hmm. They weren't just your average Joe being thrown into a house anymore. Because since they had left the Big Brother house, they dealt with the media and stuff like that, and yeah.
That's sort of why I like the UK version, is they put sometimes just people, you definitely don't know them, because even if they're stars over there, I don't know them.
Right.
But you get to see people's lives, real lives. I think a lot of times the American one seems a little more edited, or they know that they're playing to the camera.
Right.
Where the British one just seems to, they just put cameras all around the house and go, live your life and we'll show it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot more of that fighting and tension. And could you come to the diary room? Don't talk like that to the other people. You know, there's a whole lot of chastising, which you don't see in the American one. How often do you see anybody chastised to come into the...
Right. They have strict rules on the American one. And I think a big part of what sucked you in was Evil Dick.
Yes.
And he's going to be... Have you heard this?
No, what?
He won Big Brother, I think, season 8. He's going to be appearing on season 5 of VH1's hit series Couples Therapy.
Uh-huh.
It premieres September 10th. Dick and his girlfriend Stephanie Rognes Fisher will be seeking relationship advice from Dr. Jen Berman during 3 weeks of intense therapy. I can only imagine the train wreck.
Well, didn't you think that, you said to me, I think he's hired on drugs? Or
I think he does drugs.
Do you seriously think so?
Yes, don't you?
In a way, possibly. You saw the pictures I sent you, right, of him in Ireland? Looked like he was all beat and bruised up.
Yeah, and he's like, I think I got hit by a car.
Yeah, that's what he seriously said. I think I got hit by a car.
Right.
How do you not know if you were hit by a car?
Right. That's my...
Did you wander out of a pub so drunk that you just, bam,
and woke drugs, up? Yeah. So, you could watch that. Do we even get VH1? I didn't even know that station still existed.
I think we do. But for couples therapy, why would you go on TV to think that you're actually going to
be able to work it out? You're not.
You're not.
The rumor is for Big Brother 16, which is this upcoming American version, is that Frank, remember Frank? Curly red hair?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That him and his father are going to be on the cast.
Together?
So right now, the big rumors are circling about what the cast is going to be. Yeah.
Any other hints of cast members?
No, that's just a rumor. I wonder when they will be revealed. It's usually a week or two before, and we're getting there. June 25th isn't that far away.
I think I want to see the couples therapy now.
Just because Dick's going to be on it. I know it. I knew it.
I just want to see how they say that they can save relationships. Speaking of which, though, I did find an article about 8 phrases that will end a fight.
Okay.
So we could help people with that.
Do you have it?
You ready? Because I could help you with this.
Okay.
Okay. Here's 8 phrases that could end a relationship fight.
Not end a relationship, just in the fight, right?
In the fight.
Okay.
What can we do to make things better right now?
You think that would end a fight?
Well.
We don't fight that much. Says, we just don't confront things.
This puts the focus back on your partner. The therapist says, you should show you're committed to fixing the problem rather than engaging in an all-out battle.
I guess I see that, yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for a house of cards break. Huh?
I don't understand what that means.
I don't either. It doesn't matter if you'd rather watch Game of Thrones or even a funny cat video on YouTube. A statement like this can do wonders for a disagreement that's bound to take a long time to untangle.
So, that would be like us saying... I think it's time for an elementary break. Let's watch elementary.
Let's watch. Yes. Let's just stop this.
And escape for a minute.
Okay. Help me understand where you're coming from. This is where I get tripped up. This simple
confrontational?
That's the word I was looking for. Phrase helps clarify where exactly you disagree. In the argument, it's easy for partners to be on entirely different pages without realizing it. This gets you back on track with on figuring out the solution.
And you know, I think especially with like heterosexual couples,
mm-hmm.
It's Mars and Venus. It really is. Like, that's why that book was so popular. Men and women think completely differently.
Feminists don't believe that. We're exactly the same.
I'm not a feminist.
I know, but I'm just pointing out. What's been, all these books have been written over and over, and they're trying to make people like, we're all the same. You're exactly, we're no different. We're all, everybody is completely different.
No, and I'm sure you've been in several relationships. I'm sure every female is different than the last. There's some similarities. It's in your comedy routine.
Right.
But everyone thinks differently because everyone has different life experiences.
Well, here's one that you can use, okay? You're so handsome even when we argue. It may sound like you're wiggling your way out of the argument, but you're also reminding your guy that despite disagreements that you're still on his side, says New York-based relationship expert Gilda Carl. It gets you both to laugh. And then you feel more connected.
So it would be a joke.
Damn it!
They said you get both.
Oh, you know, man. Well, that wasn't supposed to be that.
Yeah.
Is this better or worse than the time we got stranded in that snowstorm?
Or you just take the focus. Again, you're taking the focus off the fight.
Thinking of something you overcame together. Like a bad vacation or bad clams at a restaurant, whatever. It serves as an instant reminder that no matter what, you're a team. Mm-hmm. And bringing up a ridiculous memory may get you to laugh, which will diffuse the anger.
Yep.
If I say, I say we stop fighting now. I don't think that's a fight.
No.
No. Mm-mm. It's going to give in. Let's see. Okay, I had to say. It's not giving in to say you want to quit bickering. It's recognizing that your relationship is more important than whatever the argument is and that whatever it is you're fighting about, that this truly doesn't matter.
There you go.
But I don't think that's a fight.
No. I think that would piss the other person off. Like, okay, you're trying to control this now, too. Mm-hmm.
I think we need coffee for this conversation. Yes, it's a stalling tactic. But suggesting a cup of Joe also reminds both of you that you may be on the edge because you're hungry or tired. Wait, we already talked about that. That's hangry.
Hangry.
Hangry. We're back to hangry. Like last night, you were slangry.
What was that?
Sleepy, angry.
And hungry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were all of those.
I was schlungry.
The next one. Are we having a cargument?
What's that mean?
On-the-road disagreements that spiral into all-out fights are fun, but cutesy terminology can be instantly calming because it reminds you that you're dealing of what you're dealing with and being trapped in an enclosed space with someone else who might be equally as cranky and exhausted.
I just thought of our relationship name. It's
what?
Stan It.
It's what?
Stan It.
Stan It?
Like Brangelina. We're Stan It.
Stan It. Oh, Steve and Janet.
Stan It. Ding, ding. I don't know why. I just made making up names and
mind association with argument.
Yes, we've never put our names together. Yeah,
Stan It. Is that what you're going to be using from now on?
Cute as Brangelina.
Stan It sounds like something you'd use to get a stain out of your pants
or something, an antibiotic. Or...
But I kind of do like argument.
Cargument.
Yeah. Well, that was the 8 phrases to.
We're pretty lucky. We don't argue much.
No. We're both avoiders.
We are. We are
both avoiders.
Like the plague.
I don't want to fight about anything.
He is grumpy. She is grumpy. We're just going to ignore the fact that they're grumpy. And
but I tell you that, don't I? I mean, I tell you a lot of times straight out, I'm tired and I'm grumpy.
Yes, that was you on Tuesday night.
That just
it doesn't happen often.
My body hurts. Been to the gym. I'm tired, and I'm just telling you right now, everything's going to make me
annoyed. So don't play any Luke Bryan.
Exactly. He fell off the stage.
He did, and you know what's really...
Because he was trying to rap.
He was not. Have you even watched the video?
I did. I watched the video. There's three of them. They're all jumping around the stage like rappers do, going back and forth across... And he fell off the stage.
He just misstepped. But the thing is, I watched it. The one I watched was on TMZ. And the comments underneath were like, drunk redneck and blah, blah, blah. And he wasn't even, like, it didn't appear that he was even drunk.
Now people are allowed.
Don't you know that cowboys are alcoholics? That's what one of the comments were.
Did they say that?
Really? I was like, really? You guys, like, people always say that, like, country folk are, like, dumb.
Mm-hmm.
But comments like that, it's like, really?
Well, I think there's two things that cause
that. I know
that.
We sing about.
That's, if that's.
But look at the rappers. They're singing about, like, gin and juice. And
what do people think?
Crunk.
And people want to think about the rappers. They think the same thing on their version. If that's what you're talking about, let's get drunk down the road and get on the moonshine by the bonfire, and that seems to be what paints the people. That's just true. What I'm saying.
That's true.
It's always like my dad used to say when I was little, you're going to be judged by your actions and the people you hang out with.
It's true.
I don't think people tell their kids that anymore.
No.
I don't think they're at all like you're judged. But I remember my dad one time telling me you're judged by your shoes. You should always have your shoes polished because in the business world, people look at your shoes.
Nobody polishes their shoes anymore.
I don't think they do.
I do. Like if you go in the airport like on a week, during the week, in the morning, you're going somewhere. The shoe shine place is packed.
Yeah.
But it's not typical. Like if you walk through my office, half of the office is male, and I don't think...
Shoes aren't polished. I think the people that are getting polished in the airport are those business travelers that are going somewhere...
And want to be impressive.
And want to be impressive. Yeah. I think in the general public, become like... I think you'd rather throw them away than polish them in today's society. That
right.
You've just like, I've kind of wore these out.
Right. I think our dress code has kind of become slack.
Like casual Friday is every casual freaking day.
It's not, but more offices are. Like, I had a coworker that is no longer my coworker, and her job before and her new job, she gets to wear jeans every day. And I'm like, I don't think I would like that. One, we have Casual Friday and we can wear jeans, and it's special.
You look forward to Casual
right.
Friday.
And then the rest of the week, we're dressed business casual. Like, I don't have to wear a suit every day,
but
black pants. And
but then you come home and you change out of your work clothes into your
PJs.
Home clothes. Well, PJs for you because it's after 6 p.m. But remember the days for kids that you would go to school, get out of your school clothes, get into your play clothes.
Mm-hmm.
You go put on your church clothes because we're going to church. Get out of your church clothes because you're not going to play in those. I don't think in this day and age that people have any idea what it's like for different situations. It's like why all the airports look like bus stations now.
Right.
You're going out in public. Don't wear, you know.
You got to take pride.
A little bit of pride.
Well,
somehow, some
Matt
way.
Matt Kirschman had a joke last night about how Americans dress code. Was that Matt Kirschman? Is that his name?
Which joke?
About how, no, it wasn't him. It was the tall, skinny guy with the curls.
Uh-huh.
About how our... dress, everyone wears this workout pants even though they're not working out and it smooths out the dimples. One of the comics last night had that.
Oh yeah, you're right. I remember the joke, but I don't remember who did it.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, I wear the yoga pants
mm-hmm.
all the time. Oh, I don't work out. I think it was Ben Roy. I think that might have been Ben Roy.
Oops.
Because
he's very physically active. He has a right to joke like that.
Yeah, because it covers yes. up the dimples, the divots in my mm-hmm. leg.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that bad? What are you doing?
I am looking something up real quick.
What are you looking up?
I was trying to find that joke, but I couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yeah, we've just become very relaxed. And is that bad?
I believe it has, because it's more and more that we just accept less and less of people. We're not looking for the best in anybody. We're just becoming
okay.
And
this is coming from someone that never, ever has to dress up in his lifetime.
True. But I do when I have to. I mean, if I have to wear a certain thing for a TV show, I put that on.
But that's like once every 2 years.
But that's my career choice.
Right, right.
But you're talking about offices.
Right.
Take me out of the equation because
right.
what I do is I wear jeans on stage because that's what I do.
Right. And that fits who you are.
Right. So, but I'm talking about you're going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You would not want somebody showing up at your office in shorts and a flip-flop and,
no.
Nobody sees me.
We have dress code for a reason, you know, because you don't want that. And I'm in HR. You don't want a girl coming in with a...
Well, as we get,
skirt on and
as
cleavage.
We get more and more relaxed about things, it's kind of like you I called it Springerized for years, where if you would think whatever you saw in Jerry Springer was weird the first time, but then it had to get weirder the second time. You know,
everyone, you get desensitized, so
very much desensitized. So the next one, what's weird? Or now you just see it and you accept it. So do you think like one day that, you know, all these pictures that people have, the selfies and the ussies, are just going to be like, oh, you know, yeah, she posted a picture of her boobs way back in 2014, but it's okay for her to run to president now.
Ooh,
do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a problem.
Are we just going to accept everything like that? Just sort of.
Well, look at like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, but look, people
it's like they temporarily forget. Because that is kind of like American royalty, you know, the celebrity, she just married Kanye, but...
And everybody thinks, oh, she's so fashionable and has a line of clothing.
She's a fashionista, but it all goes back to a sex tape.
Sex tape, that's what it goes back to.
Ray J, right?
Yeah.
Who just got arrested today.
Yeah, and you saw that I tweeted that picture, didn't you? Did you see the tweet? I tweeted a picture of Ray J and Kim having sex. A clip from the sex video. I tweeted it to Kanye.
Oh, heavens.
I put it right to Kanye. I go, oh, look, it's a picture of your new wife.
I guess Ray J recently, like within the last couple weeks, right before the wedding, there's been like money he has received from that tape. And part of it, half of it should go to Kim. And it's like, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, it got, since their name is back, every time it gets in the news, that tape pops up or pops up in somebody's mind or website. Or.
And this is before, you know, you could watch porn free online, so people had to pay for it back then. And he came out and said he has this money for Kim, and people are like, oh, a wedding gift. You think she'll accept it?
I was probably. Yeah. They're money-hungry people.
Oh, they are. They are. So bad. So bad. I'm so glad. I still really despise them. I did get sucked into their show, but I'm not, I can't.
How did you get sucked in knowing, that way you can actually explain to people, because you were like, ew, they're disgusting, I don't like
because
it.
It's
and
a
then
life
one day I come
I
back
never,
from, you're like, oh, don't judge me, I'm watching it now.
It's a life I will never understand, because their reality is totally different than ours. It would be like any, if you brought a camera into any celebrity's life, you know? What I'm saying? Like, if they put cameras...
Yeah, but knowing, I'm asking, but if you knowing in the back of your head, see, again, you were like,
But it's not all about Kim. It's about her whole family.
But doesn't that disgust you, too, with the way that they've used her to build this and that, and the sisters are playing off of her notoriety? It's like they're just this nasty little family.
But that's how celebrities are. Look at Miley Cyrus. You know, she has her brother... I just saw an article about Brayson, her younger brother, who is a model, and now he's getting put into the spotlight. And before that, it was her other brother who's in Metro Station that looks all freaky.
Tattooed everywhere.
Yeah. And don't you think they're using Miley's popularity? And now she's a freak, so they're and more famous than she probably was back in Hannah Montana days.
True.
That they're using that, and even Billy Ray, like clapping.
I was gonna bring that up. That's what I was about to say. You saw what were you watching, and you went, "Oh, Billy."
It was the Billboard Awards, and her performance. It was "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds." Mm-hmm. She definitely seemed to be on something.
Well, for people that don't know, "Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds" is an old Beatles song. And when it came out, it's so it was psychedelic at the time. That's the word. I don't know if it's still being used or thrown around today, but psychedelic was the term. And Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds was LSD, Lucy
right.
Sky Diamonds. And everybody put that together, that this was a song about tripping on LSD.
And
whether the Beatles ever said yes or no, that's what...
If you follow her on Instagram like I do, she posts some pretty weird pictures and with some pretty weird quotes. And anyway... So now she's, like, even more famous for being a little weird, and I think her family is using that and supporting that, you know?
Yeah.
She posts pictures with her mom, and then, like, 5 seconds later, she's posting some picture where you're like, she's stoned. She's got to be on something.
How does Billy not just He's got to be just semi as weird to not be the father to go, look, you've gone too far. Yes, I'm in show business. I know you got to push the limits, but this is too far.
Right. She's over the age of 18 now.
But this was long before.
Right.
When everybody's going, why didn't he step in? Why is he letting her do that, those half-naked pictures for Vanity Fair? Why is
he was in them.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I don't know Billy Ray. Yeah. It makes me sad. But I think it's just a reality that we'll never understand. That celebrity mentality in Hollywood and where they can make money, they will.
They will. Well, do we want to do, is there anything else we need to do?
Have we watched any movies?
Was there a movie we needed to do?
I don't think we've gone to any movies together in a while.
No, because you've had to record on the nights, your podcast, Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine, that you can find at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. And I saw Godzilla and X-Men, the new X-Men. And I will review those on
You haven't podcast. Already?
Huh?
You haven't already?
No, because I went with my son. And I want to, Dylan. And
so when is he going to come over?
I don't know.
Next week?
I think he wants to come over next week. But he wants to do them because he's never been to a movie premiere with me. And he wanted to.
They're going
to
be on DVD by the time you guys record.
Well, I'll give a quick semi-review
okay.
For here. Godzilla. The general public will probably love it. It will probably make money. The special effects are amazing.
I keep hearing people talk about it.
But it's nothing fantastic. There's...
I don't think
if you've ever seen a big giant something come down the street and smack buildings in a downtown area and they crash, that's a lot of Godzilla.
Okay.
And it sticks to the same story that Godzilla comes and fights another big monster and wins. You know.
Congratulations, Godzilla.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw the movie Pacific Rim, where it was all about these kind of these Godzilla-like monsters that come out of the ocean and fight robots, and they win. It's basically the same kind of movie. That's Godzilla. X-Men, I loved it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not a big X-Men fan, and I don't know a whole lot of the backstory, but Hugh Jackman is always good in everything. He brings Wolverine to life.
I saw a picture of him without a shirt on, and underneath it said it should be a crime for him to wear a shirt. He's a very physically fit man.
It's disgusting.
But he needs to wax.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't. No man needs to wax, ever.
This is where our opinions are different.
You have a thing against hair.
I don't like hair.
You just have a thing against hair, and I don't know what that is all about.
I don't know.
You would just shave. You would stand in liquid hair remover if
from
you
my
could.
Neck down.
Just
yes, yes.
Ooh.
I shave my arms. I shave my legs. Yep, I shave.
But no man should ever. If a man shaves his chest, he probably shaves his mangina too. Because God did not mean for men. Men are supposed to be like men, big burly men. I posted this.
Animals.
Yeah. And a lot of women will say, that they like that guy. They like to curl up next to a chest of,
I think it's I think the younger generations are like anti-hair.
Yeah, but that's weird. That's almost perversion.
The older generations are about the hair. I don't know.
Because I always think it's weird that guys are like, yeah, she should shave. That's like a child.
Don't go there.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why guys, that creeps me out when guys are like, yeah, they should shave. Why? If you want a 10-year-old, you know, it's not supposed to look like a 10-year-old. It's supposed to look like a woman.
We're talking about vaginas on our
show.
That's a masculine topic.
No, it's not. It's a relationship talking. Because I actually, one time on the KYGO, when I was on the radio, Simone Cycli said, our news girl said to me, there was this article that she had found, a study about the same thing we're talking about.
Right.
Who prefers and who doesn't. And she goes, I wish we could talk about stuff like this on the radio. This is the stuff that people would really tune in for. She goes, if you were talking about this, nobody would get out of their car until... you were done talking about this topic. And that's true. You know,
right.
It's one of those things. Radio.
And you weren't able to talk about it?
Huh?
You weren't able to talk about it?
No, we weren't able to talk about it. But I do think that's one of those things. I think couples actually have discussions of whether, yes, no, should I, do you like it, you know.
Yeah.
That's a relationship thing.
It is.
You try to avoid a lot of relationship stuff.
Why?
I don't know.
Why do you say that?
Because you just did. You're like, oh, that's a remasculate. That's a relationship thing.
I guess you're right. We just don't talk about that stuff.
Why?
I don't know. We're avoiders. That's why we get along for 4 years in a row.
Yeah, we better avoid this and just end the show.
Okay.
We're already at 45 minutes.
We'll be back next week, though.
We will? Yes. Or should we just avoid it?
Bye.
All right. Bye. See ya.